Hello.
Hi, good evening. We're conducting a survey in Georgia tonight to help us better understand what's the most important to people across some topics. Now, your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country's headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's
direction the country is going in?
Yes. The way it's going right now?
Yes. Well, you know the answer to that.
Well, in your opinion, very dissatisfied?
Yeah.
Very? Okay. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue, 10, very important issue to you? Crime and violence? You can give me a number? 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Reproductive freedom?
10.
And voting rights?
10.
And health care?
Those are 10 as well. This is why I feel like we end up a very horrible state, because you even have to ask me that. We're human.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't even be asking these questions. We should just be a given. And whoever's in, they should be humans too, not conglomerates and businesses doing everything that they can possibly do, not only to be successful, but make sure that the people who are their consumers are very unsuccessful.
All
including
right.
with their products.
Okay.
I feel as if all the companies that give us poison and put it in the stores that associate with the poison should be shut down. We should not be living like this. I'm sorry, what's your other question?
Yes, it's going to be climate change.
That's a 10.
And
all of them are 10. They're all important. Yes, it's 10.
10? And racism,
yeah.
Discrimination?
Discrimination is a 10. We're human.
Abortion rights?
You, sir?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
But this is for you answering. I cannot answer for you.
Yes, it's a 10. I'm not asking you to do that. My phone is ringing. Can you hold on for a second, please?
Go ahead. All
right. Now I missed the call. Okay. How many more questions, sir?
Well, just a few more minutes. I'll go through it as quickly as I can. There are just a few more questions. I'll go through it as quickly as I can. Now, let me go abortion rights. You said 10, right? And inflation and cost of living?
Yes, those things are very important. That's a 10.
K-12 education?
I have children. That's important. That's a 10.
Immigration?
Even if I didn't, it's just a 10.
Okay.
We're all immigrants.
Okay.
10.
Jobs and wages.
We need to live. 10.
Student loan debts.
We need education.
And
how
criminal,
are we going to do these jobs?
That's 10 for 10. You.
Criminal, 10. Yes.
10. Okay, criminal reform.
Yeah.
10. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president of U.S. Congress, state, and local office for 2024. I know it's a long way off. Sometimes something comes up and prevents you from voting. But as it stands now, how likely
it's
are you
not,
to vote
it's only 2024?
On 0 to
10,
extremely likely?
Yes, I'm voting. I'm a minority.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
voting.
What is your race?
I'm not telling you that.
Okay, no worries. Let me double check here. All right, hold on. Let me see here. Now, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I don't even know why that's a, why is that relevant?
Because, you know, nowadays everything has changed. So.
I don't care to answer that one either.
Okay. And is your year of birth
1940?
Uh-huh.
No.
No. Okay. What year were you born?
I was born in the early 80s.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or highest degree you have received?
College.
College? Okay.
Yes.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 meaning very, your vote has a lot of power, and 0 meaning it has no power.
Well, the last election where Trump was in it made me feel like I had 0.
So you would say this one coming up?
This one's coming up. He's in it. I'm pretty sure the answers are enlarged. So we probably don't have people. The people aren't part of it. It doesn't seem like it. So I feel like even though I'm going out to vote, I don't know how strong my vote is. So I really, you know.
0?
Closer to 0. Yeah.
Now, how much power do you feel that Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means Black community has no power at all, or 10 meaning that the Black community has a lot of power on issues?
I feel like the Black community has the least amount of power, but the more issues.
Okay. On a scale from 0 to 10, you would say?
I don't know where to mark that at, sir.
Okay. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues, scales from 0 to 10, where 10 meaning that you feel very warm, favorable towards them, 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 meaning that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that also. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., on a 0 to 10.
He was cool. I give him a 10, I guess. Well, no. Let me pull that back. Give him an 8.
8. Okay.
Give him an 8.
Joe
yeah.
Biden.
You can get an 8 too.
8. Okay. And Donald Trump.
I don't like him at all.
0.
Yeah. Okay. Very cold. Well, he's human, so he's alive. That's how much I care.
Okay. And the Democratic Party.
Either or of them. I'm 5.
5.
To be honest with you. Yeah, it's indifferent. They both sit at the same table.
And Kamala Harris?
I don't really know a whole lot about her, so she can get a 7.
7. Okay. The Republican Party?
I don't know too much about that either, so they can get a 7 as well.
7. Okay. Now, I know it's a long way off, but November 2024 election for president were held today. For whom would you vote?
What?
I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024 elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote?
I don't care to answer that.
All right. And I know it's a long way off for November 2024 elections. U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote? House of Representatives, Republican candidate, or Democratic candidate?
Don't care to answer that either.
Okay. For whom did you vote 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Who was in there 2020? Wasn't that Trump? I did not vote for Trump.
Okay. You vote. You want me to put other? Or?
You put other.
Okay. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Because of the government? That's a number 5. The government really doesn't procure my day-to-day.
So it would say much worse, no change, better, much
my
better?
My life is going, we don't say a 10. My life is going to be a 10 regardless of whoever is in office.
No, but this one goes just, it says much worse, no change, better, much better.
It's the same.
It's the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, thinking about your network or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote? It's half
all of
half.
My friends vote.
They all vote?
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read you some, there's a list of people, events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. And after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 meaning that you're not sure, or 0 meaning you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Donald Trump, on a scale from 0 to 10.
Prevented progress?
Uh-huh.
0. Okay. We went backwards.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
Again, they're fighting with going backwards.
Okay, Supreme Court.
Give them
Court.
A 3.
3?
Yeah, give them a 3. They tried something.
Okay, Supreme Court.
A Supreme Court also went backwards. We have abortion is back on.
Okay.
Civil rights is back on. That's backwards. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. So that'll be a 0?
Why do you even have to ask these questions? It seems like this is common sense. But the American people don't know, so, I mean, I guess it's not so common.
Well, just general guidance.
That seems a little redundant. Hmm?
Your opinions help to improve products, and your opinions are very important, so that's why.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll argue with you there.
Supreme Court will be saying 0 or 2 or 3 or 1 or...
We can say a 3.
3?
They went totally backwards, but
okay.
They're still there, so, you know, we need them for
now,
something.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
Did we go forward or backwards with the Republicans? I'm unsure.
0 to 10?
Which one is the unsure one?
Certainly did not prevent progress. 0?
Okay.
And number 5 is not sure.
All right.
Not sure.
Either one of those would do. Yeah.
Governor Kemp?
Oh, he definitely sides with the backtrackers. He can get a 1.
A 1. And white supremacist?
0, man. Come on.
President Biden?
He can get a 5.
A 5. Okay. Now,
we're in trouble now.
Now, I'm going to read you some statements on a scale from 0 to 10, which 0 means would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 not sure, or 10 would strongly motivate you. Each statement I'm going to read to you, we've made a stride towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize the challenge that forces obstruction our advancements by standing united and maintaining patience with each other. We can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. On a scale from 0 to 10, would that not motivate you to vote at all? Or
I would like to motivate. And that would motivate me if we can actually make some progress. Sure, we can get that one a 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
All right, good deal. Now, 2019 Foster Youth to Independent Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those, again, out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More actions is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Okay, that was a little choppy. It sounds like y'all are trying to help people. Hey, dog. Y'all are trying to help people that are displaced. That's a 10. Is that, did I hear that right?
Yes, that's basically it.
Okay, we do need help. People need help. That's a 10. Yes.
Okay. Now, 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia. Hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. On a scale of 0 to 10.
What? Say that one more time. You know what?
On the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protect pregnant workers, Attorney General Chris Carr is sued to block it in Georgia. Hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
Ending accommodations for the people who give life to humans. That's stupid. Zero. I'm not likely to vote for that. No.
Okay.
Did I answer you correctly?
Yes, that's sir would not motivate you to vote at all.
I'm not going to motivate. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not motivated to vote for that at all. I'm not sure as to why that's even on the table. Why?
Okay. Now 14.
This is where we are right now. Okay. It's agitating. How many more?
Two statements. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 50,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Oh.
On a scale from 0 to 10...
Okay, I heard a bunch of words, but what was the issue? To get rid of, to get rid of it or be for it?
Let me see. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states for expand Medicaid, nearly 50,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. Would that motivate you or not sure or what's wrong to motivate you?
I'm going to vote, but I'm not voting for that. To cut Medicaid so people won't have insurance?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a zero?
Yeah, I ain't voting for that.
Okay. Now, the 2021 Infrastructure of Jobs Act support affordable connectivity program saving low income and rural families up to $30,000 a month. No, $30 a month on internet bills over 7,200 million. Georgia household benefit savings, 21.8 million monthly. On a scale from 0 to 10.
Read the question to me again.
Okay. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act support the affordable connectivity program, saving low income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720 billion Georgia household benefits, saving 21.8 million monthly. So like I saved it up for the families.
Okay. So we're lowering prices to make sure that the comforts of the American people can be procured. Is that what that sentence was?
Yeah, that statement there. On the scale from 0 to 10, would that be strongly motivated?
Yes, I would be motivated to definitely motivate, yes, to help people. Is this what it is? To help people save money monthly?
Save money monthly on your bills and your internet?
Everybody needs that. We should not be over electricity. We know we have mechanisms to make it free. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would motivate me to to vote to help the people who need it.
All right. Now, thank you for the response so far. I'm going to go ahead and ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's pretty perfectly okay. But please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? On a scale from 0 to 10?
Sir, I can't do this with you again, but I appreciate your time. I'm not changing my answers. I hope it is. But I have to go because I'm going into the office. I wanted to take some time out for my country, for my people, for me to answer these questions for you because it is important. But I got to go. I'm off my break now. Okay?
Yeah, your break. I'm going to call you back tomorrow.
No.
Finish it.
No, don't call me back.
80% off.
What else? How is it 80% off? We answered all the questions you said. It was two questions left.
It's just saying that, like, if you want, have you changed? And you haven't changed, though. You know what I mean? Like, you haven't changed.
I haven't changed your opinion.
So would you zero to scale on a scale from 0 to 10, just a number? A lot
of
power.
How much power black people got?
Uh huh. Your election
for vote? The election, if they actually vote, my vote is probably going to be a 10. I don't have very much power, but I'm going to vote.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? On a scale from 0 to 10?
Zero.
Zero?
They haven't really had the, you know what? You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change our answer here. Let's go to 10. We got all the power in the world, but we don't use it. There we go.
10? Okay. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for President of U.S. Congress, state and local office 2024. I know it's a long way off. Sometimes something comes up. Prevents.
Okay. Wait. I really do have to go because my boss is just asking me to do this. Call me tomorrow around the same time. I'll have the time for you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too.